RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, fellow listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you a program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo to open Family Day event in NTT. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi confirms no Indonesian victims in Istanbul bomb attack. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to officially open an event for National Family Day in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara on July 30th. Chairman of National Population Family Planning Board, BKKPN, Surya Chandra Surapati said on Wednesday that the celebration is aimed at boosting the commitment of central government local administration in supporting the creation of prosperous families across Indonesia. Surya Chandra views that apart from birth control, his board also needs to improve the quality of Indonesian people and revolutionize their character starting from the families. To control the birth rate, Surya calls on Indonesian citizens to get married after reaching at the age of 21 and to have only two children. Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi has confirmed that there were no Indonesian victims in the Tuesday suicide bomb attack in Ataturk International Airport in Istanbul, Turkey, that killed 42 people and wounded several others. She remarked that the chairman of the Indonesian Student Association in Turkey had also informed her on Wednesday morning that there were no Indonesian victims. In the meantime, a Foreign Affairs Ministry press statement received in Jakarta on Wednesday said the Indonesian government has condemned the bomb attack. According to press statement, Indonesia strongly condemns the terrorist attacks and expresses sympathy and profound condolences to the victims and their families, the government, the Turkish people for the incident. Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung said that the defense infrastructure improvement in Natuna Riau Islands would include radar monitoring and airport development. He said that the presidential palace in Jakarta on Wednesday that Natuna will become a state defense home base in Outer Territory. Natuna is a sea border area. Pramono also remarked that the infrastructure improvement in Natuna will be followed by a power plant development as stated by Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Sudirman Said. Pramono also explained that the development would be financed by state budget. Meanwhile, Defense Minister Ramisaria Chudu said that the government would develop airport runways to accommodate large aircrafts and fighter jets. He also added that the runway development would follow the runway standard for F-16 and Sukhoi Su-35. Another infrastructure to be developed is a harbor for three frigates and submarines. Indonesian Capital Investment Coordinating Board, BKIPN, has identified that certain venture capital companies of the United States want to fund various startup projects or businesses in Indonesia. Head of the BKIPN, Frankie Sibarani, said that the interest of these companies show how optimistic they are about the prospect of the digital economy's development in Indonesia. Frankie Sibarani also said in Jakarta in a press release received by Antara on Wednesday that they realized the magnitude of Indonesian potential. By 2030, the digital economy sector in Indonesia will be worth around $130 billion. Frankie Sibarani further said that efforts to develop the startup business are in line with the development plan of the digital economy in Indonesia. Chief Executive of Non-Bank Financial Industry Inspector of the Financial Service Authority OJK, Firdaus Jalani, said that Indonesian insurance industry is strong and unaffected by current economic crisis. Economic turmoil and dynamics have not brought about major impacts on the balance of industry. The recent effect of Britain's exit Brexit has not affected the growth of insurance industry. A pure insurance industry has not really been vulnerable to crisis. Firdaus noted that his side continues to monitor the development of insurance industry. He also said that the resilience of insurance industry is much better compared to the other financial industries such as banking and multi-finance. Thus, the OJK continues to make commitment and efforts to familiarize insurance industry to the general public. The last item at the National Family Day, head of the Population Family Planning Agency, Becky KBN, Surya Chandra Surapati, encourages the rural family to create mental revolution. Based on Law No. 52/2009 on Population Family Development, Surya Chandra stated in Jakarta on Wednesday that the task of the agency is not only controlling the quantity of Indonesian people, but also improving its quality. Family as the smallest unit of society has a very important role in encouraging mental revolution.
Jadi program kependudukan,
the family planning, population program and family development are aimed to control the quantity of the population through birth control. Besides, it's also improving the quality of Indonesian human and conducting regulation of the nation's character. While the mental regulation to build Indonesian human character is expected to start from the family. Surya Chandra also explained children who grow up in educated family may become a potential leader of Indonesia. National Family Day is celebrated on June 29. This year, the big celebration of the National Family Day will take place in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara on July 30, 2016. The event is scheduled to be attended by President Joko Widodo. The National Family Day anniversary is one of appreciation to the Indonesian families who involved in family planning program. Surya also added, with the two children ISNA program, the family will run its function well in religious, socio-cultural, educational aspect, reproduction, economic and protection, and empowerment aspects. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelagic country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
listener commentary today entitled Congratulations on Police Bhayangkara. Tomorrow Friday, July 1st, 2016, the Indonesian National Police Polri is 70 years old. At this age, the police have faced numerous challenges and obstacles, including many accomplishments that had been achieved. In every order of the national leadership, the challenges and obstacles faced by the police are different from one another. The main emphasis was post-release of police from the shadow of military since the start of reform era. In one hand, professionally, the police, which are no longer part of the new order era, called the armed forces of the Republic of Indonesia, would have more leverage in performing their law enforcement duties. On the other hand, the police should be able to independently manage each possibility of offenders, with severe classification as a terrorist group and irresponsible personnel of military. Although there has been a separation between law enforcement agency and state defense institution, Indonesian nation realizes that the police are unlikely to work alone. Therefore, to overcome some serious crimes, a number of non-ministerial agencies such as the National Counterterrorism Agency BNPT and the National Narcotics Agency BNN had been established. Through both agencies, the police have shown their best assistance to deal with a number of cases of terrorism and narcotics. Indeed, there is no guarantee that the power of the police in conducting the prosecution will always be directly proportional to the reduction in the number of crimes. The police should be supported to keep revitalizing preemptive efforts as a first step before carrying out preventive measures and further repressive. The preemptive step is the best solution that should be encouraged to determine the root causes so as to minimize the possible desire to conduct a crime. Preemptive effort is to maximize the function Bhayangkara's trust of public order and safety, or locally called Babinkamtibmas, especially to drive positive activities, motivate and involve the community to participate in maintaining brotherly relations with other community. With these measures, the settlement of social problems and crime should not be through the use of weapons. Why should the police use physical measures if the personal approach could be done? Getting in touch with the community becomes a cheap and effective way, especially for maintaining order and security in the midst of society. More interestingly, to maintain and to build good relations between police personnel and community could be the beginning of creation of prosperous society as well as the concept of the state welfare. Congratulations, Bhayangkara 2016. Hopefully, the police are more professional and loved by people. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, it's nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over Aerial Service Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start from Nippon on 30th of June 1960 when Sire gained its independence. On 30th of June 1960, the Democratic Republic of Congo, or Sire, proclaimed its independence. Before being independent, the Democratic Republic of Congo was Belgian colonial country. The people resistance increased after World War II, led by Patrice Lumumba. After gaining independence, Patrice Lumumba was chosen as prime minister and Kasavubu was installed as the president. But various political conflicts continued to flare in the country, especially between President Kasavubu, who was pro-Western, against Patrice Lumumba. That culminated with the murder of Lumumba in 1961. Until now, peacefulness of Sire people is still threatened by various conflicts at home and abroad. The next event was in 1977 when the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, SEATO, was dissolved. The Southeast Asian Treaty Organization, SEATO, was an international organization for collective defense in Southeast Asia created by Southeast Asia Collective Defense Treaty, or Manila Pact. signed in September 1954 in Manila, the Philippines. The formal institution of SEATO was established on 19 February 1955 at the meeting of treaty partners in Bangkok, Thailand. The organization headquarters were also in Bangkok. 8 members joined the organization, primarily created to blot further communist gains. In the Southeast Asia, SEATO was generally considered a failure because internal conflict and dispute hindered general use of SEATO military. However, SEATO funded cultural and education program led long-standing effects in Southeast Asia. SEATO was dissolved on 30 of June 1977 after many members lost interest and withdrew. And the last event was 1991, apartheid regime in South Africa ended. On 30th of June 1991, the reign of apartheid racial regime in South Africa officially ended. Apartheid regime has begun to rule since 1948 and repressively enacted racial law, which removes part of human rights of non-white citizens. This regime also executed murder, torture, and detention against political opponents. Finally, due to resistance in the country and the pressure of international community, the reign of regime ended in 1991. In 1993, the new Bill of South Africa, which recognized equality rights of whites and blacks, was passed. In 1994 was held presidential general election, and black skin warrior Nelson Mandela succeeded to win and installed as a president. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahman.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, this is the Voice of Indonesia with Focus. The theme of today's Focus is ASEAN Economic Community has to be wary. Brexit may trigger protectionism. Stay tuned. Central Executive Board of the Indonesian Young Entrepreneurs Association, BPP Hidmi, responded the progress of Brexit's referendum result. Chairman of the association, Bahlil Lahadalia, affirmed in Jakarta on last Sunday that Brexit does not bring about serious impact on trade between Indonesia and the United Kingdom, UK, because the value of trade between Indonesia and the UK is not too significant. But the UK that leaves the European Union will affect the atmosphere of mysticism member countries of the ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. Bahlil also said that this has to be looked at for Indonesia as a country initiator of the ASEAN Economic Community. He added that the case of Brexit's future can be a trigger for ASEAN countries to leave the AEC. If the free trade path turns to harm its member country, but in a short time, the impact of Brexit is igniting protectionism in the member countries of the AEC. Bahlil Lahadalia added that the aim of establishing the ASEAN Economic Community is encouraging the regulation and accelerating the flow of goods, services, investment, and human among member countries of the AEC. However, Bahlil reasons that ASEAN should be able to read the trend moving toward protectionism. Now, Brexit can be a major trigger for the spirit of reverse flow of globalization, namely localization with domestic protection, which is getting stronger. He said that since the beginning, Hidmi Association has assumed that there is a paradox in this era of globalization, because when the free trade was declared, protectionism and nationalism or localism were strengthened. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Foreign Affairs of Hidmi, Alexander Teo, reminded the government to strengthen the ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. Moreover, Indonesia is the originator. He said that Indonesia should strengthen the competitiveness and efficiency in pushing the ASEAN Economic Community. As the UK leaves the European Union, the ASEAN Economic Community, AEC, must be strengthened in order not to experience the same thing as Brexit. Alexander Teo added that each ASEAN country should not be motivated to develop protectionism. Instead, they should increase fair competition through increased competitiveness. Alexander Thier also views that since the beginning, England and Switzerland were not so enthusiastic about European Union. So when there was economic weakening in certain countries, the UK was burdened. ASEAN Economic Community should not think of protectionism, but must promote durability and efficiency. Alexander Thier also said that his side intends to incorporate this Brexit issue in SERPA meetings with the Association of Young Entrepreneurs of ASEAN in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia in the near future. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana. Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to officially open an event for National Family Day in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara on July 30th. Foreign First Minister Retno Marsudi has confirmed that there were no Indonesian victims in Tuesday's suicide bomb attack in Ataturk International Airport in Istanbul, Turkey, that killed 42 people and wounded several others. Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung said that the advanced infrastructure improvement in Natuna, Riau Islands would include radar monitoring and airport development. Indonesian Capital Investment Coordinating Board, BKIPN, has identified that certain venture capital companies of the United States want to fund various startup projects or businesses in Indonesia. Chief Executive of Non-Bank Financial Industry Inspector, the Financial Service Authority OJK, Firdaus Jalani, said that Indonesian insurance industry is strong and unaffected by current economic crisis. At the National Family Day, Head of the Population Family Planning Agency, Surya Chandra Surapati, encouraged the rural family to create mental revolution. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to Kunutan Tradition, Banten. Stay tuned. Listener, ketupat or kupat is an Indonesia's typical culinary. The food is made of rice wrapped in a woven young palm leaves. Ketupat has two main forms, namely 7-angled kepal and 6-angled parallelogram. In general, ketupat forms 7-angled kepal. Each form must have a different strand woven. This food is usually present at the holiday, especially Eid al-Fitri. This culinary usually presented with a menu of other dishes, such as rendang and chicken curry. Listener, usually people begin to make ketupat to welcome Eid al-Fitri. However, for the people of Pramuka Island, the Thousand Island, and the Banten community, making ketupat has been prevalent since the 15th day of Ramadan. The tradition of making ketupat in mid-Ramadan is known as kunutan. They held kunutan tradition to tighten the friendship between the people during they perform Ramadan fasting. In addition to hold this tradition as a form of gratitude to Allah, Almighty God. Listener, in Kunutan tradition, the mothers usually make ketupat in their homes. Or sometimes there are groups of people who take dues, then make the ketupat collectively. Usually they bring the ketupat to the mosque before sunset. After Tarawih prayer, they will gather while eating ketupat. In this tradition, ketupat can also be enjoyed with curry chicken and rendang. The people of Pramuka Island usually eat ketupat with potato soup that cooked with coconut milk. Although kunutan became a tradition in Indonesia, however, most of Muslims interpret the middle of the fasting month by increasing the acts of worship in Ramadan. The middle of Ramadan as a warning that Ramadan will end and should be used with increasing acts of more worship to gain reward. And listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Kunutan Tradition from Banten. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we'll inform you about electronic shop. Stay tuned. Listeners, several days ago, the Indonesian Social Minister Hovifah Indah Parawansa launched an electop or e-shop program Tunjung Sekar Sub-District, Lowok Waru Regency, Malang, East Java to receive donation of Family Hope Program. The shop is functioned to control donation from the government. With e-shop program, hopefully people who receive the donation to spend their money for their basic needs and not for others. The Family Hope recipients is obligated to have an account. Through this account, government will donate the money. The donation through the personal account is made to eradicate budget cut from certain people, so people will receive donations exactly with what they need. The electronic shop selling four kinds of basic needs, such as cooking oil, rice, flour, sugar, and products from small business group. The transaction through electronic shop by using Visa card from Bank Negara Indonesia or BNI, the management of the shop will also organize with small business group. Today, Indonesian government is preparing electronic shop in 34 regencies and cities in Indonesia until September 2016. In 2017, the electronic shop is predicted to reach 100 regencies and cities in Indonesia. This year, the government have distributed fund for the Family Hope program nationally for about 9.8 trillion rupiah and social donation for rice about 21.9 trillion rupiah. The huge amount of fund connected with the social donation made BNI interested to manage these small markets, so the people can make a transaction in electronic shop with BNI card. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany that informs you about electronic shop. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Miscellany.
We'll meet meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelago country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I'll introduce you to an Indonesian pop singer, Titik Sandora. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Merantau. Happy listening.
Kini ku duduk
Listener, Titik Sandora started her singing career in the 60s. Her first recording produced an album entitled Si Bonchal, which the music was arranged by Zainal Combo, led by the late Zainal Arifin. With the lyric of the songs on the album, almost every day was played on the radio programs, including private radios in a number of cities. Besides Si Bonchal, some other famous songs of Titik Sandora entitled Fujiyama, Si Siti Jadi Pengantin, as well as Teman Sekolah. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Fujiyama by Titik Sandora.
Menjulang sangat tinggi itu gunung Fujiyama, sungguh indah pemandangan, berkesan di hati.
Listener, the popularity of Titik Sandora continued until she was a teenager. The phenomenal Japanese song Walang Keke belongs to Waljina, which was famous at the end of 60s, also brought by Titik Sandora. Titik Sandora increasingly successful with a song Merantau that tells about longing for hometown, composed by Yasir Syam. Originally, the song entitled Selamat Tinggal Kampung Halaman, and sung by Ida Ruyani, accompanied by Bayu Orchestra, led by Farira. However, the song was less successful in the market. Finally, for the foresight of Yasir to rate a Titik's voice character, so the song Merantau managed to gain success. The prestige of Titik Sandora even more shine through guides of Yasir Syam and Yesi Venas. In addition to the two reliable composers' name, There were also Vedasmara, Mus Virya, and Arianto, who support Titik's career. Characteristics of the sad songs of Yasir Syam in the song Putus Cinta di Batas Kota also managed the song successfully received by the music lovers. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Si Jago Mogok by Titik Sandora. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Lagi kata kawanku, jangan itu dong namanya, dengan alasan ayahnya nanti marah. Mogok lagi apaan? Sekali lagi ku diajak olehnya dikala liburan keluar kota, dan kendaraan mobil yang itu lagi ku telah menyangka mogok lagi.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Di bawah sini.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS Building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Kemanakah sayang tujuan kita pergi bergembira malam ini, bergembira malam ini. Bagaimana kalau kita ke Binaria, banyak pengunjungnya melantai di sana. Bersama kita ke Binaria bergembira malam ini, bergembira malam ini. Bagaimana kalau kita ke Binaria, banyak pengunjungnya melantai di sana.
Dengan hati rela ku pergi bersama, tapi jangan lupa kembali segera.
Marilah bersama kita ke Binaria bergembira malam ini, bergembira malam ini.
Kawan-kawanku bertamu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.